The Be Our Guest podcast is always sponsored here on a Friday by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Hey, let's don't do any extra work that we need to do. It's Friday. You know, we're looking forward to the weekend. Think about that in your next Disney trip planning. Have one of the great professional agents over at the Magic for Less work right with you to get all the grunt work done. You know, they're going to get your quote together, let you know how much it costs for certain dates at certain resorts with the dining plan. Maybe you want to look at quick service, full service, deluxe dining, trip insurance, if you don't want trip insurance, park hopper, all that stuff. They're going to let you know what an individual package will cost, and they'll run those numbers until they find just the right package to save you the right amount of money, but also give you the most magical Disney vacation ever. Don't forget, you can book Disneyland, Walt Disney World, and Disney Cruise Line with the great agents over at the Magic for Less. And if you book your 2015 Walt Disney World package before August 30th, there are double Disney gift cards for most qualifying packages. Check out all the offers they give you right over there at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 741 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. It is Friday. Time to get down and talk Disney. It is Friday. So joining us today to talk a little My Disney Experience app, the crew is here and we're going to have a good time. Ricky from TouringPlans.com, DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. And check her out at the, she's co-editor of the Magically Speaking e-newsletter. What's up, Ricky?
You know, whatever I do. Yeah. hey guys, I would like to put out the announcement. I know we're so far behind on kind of Epic October stuff. So I'm going to remind people and put out the announcement that, we are having two meets for Epic October. The first one is on Friday morning, whatever date that is,
I'm going to say it's the third.
Yeah, I think that's right. Hold on, I'm pulling it up. Yes, that would be the third. Okay, so we're having a meet at Rope Drop, correct? Well, at Sunshine Seasons, you know, for breakfast that morning. So, you know, as long as you can mosey on over there. And then on Saturday, we are having a meet at the Magic Kingdom at the, like, Tortuga Tavern, like, seating area. The Tortuga Tavern probably won't be open because, you know, it's October. But, we're going to be having that meet, and it'll start at 2:30, so the runners still have a little bit of time to, you know, get everything in gear before they have to go run that night. Or the runners that ran the morning have time to, you know, take a shower and stuff, which is always appreciated. So
that's right, and I just signed Mallory up for the kids' race.
That's awesome.
So she'll be running.
That's so cool.
So those are the two meets that we're having during Epic October that are the official Be Our Guest podcast meets. So, you know, and if you want to hang out with Be Our Guest podcast family members, there are a bunch of meets that are taking place that are announced on the forums. So if you want to hang out with, you know, the awesome people that, you know, listen to the show and more than just our official meets, then head over there to find out kind of what else is going on.
That's right. So Jackie will be out there doing meets, and we have Ed doing a cool trivia challenge over, I believe, at Epcot. So just yes. Jump in and do that because, you know, I got to make sure that I'm getting around with my family too. But, you know, we're definitely going to be supporting the community because you guys support us so much. So we're just glad to get down there for Epic October.
Exactly. So that's my, you know, bulletin for the day. Hey.
All right. Sounds great. Also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, we have Debbie. Happy Friday, Deb.
Happy Friday, everybody. Can you believe that Epic October is right around the corner, people?
That's right. You runners, get your training in. We're almost there. I know a lot of the lizards, man, we're cranking up the miles. I've noticed people, you know, used to this time last year, people were, you know, we're all like, yes, I ran a mile. Now I'm noticing, like, everybody's out there doing, like, 10 at a time. And that's like your warm-up, people. You're crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. What? It's awesome, though.
It's all so Bankhead. Awesome. Mike, you're crazy. You got us all hooked. He's like a dealer.
He's great. I'm so proud of everybody for doing this. How inspiring. I just love it.
It's crazy, man. It's definitely, it's addicting and it's inspirational. Just seeing people post all their, you know, I'll be sitting there trying to watch the Cardinals game with the Big Brother live feeds, and then Adam has run 7 miles. I'm like, bro, now I got to get out there and run 8. I'm competitive. So that's how it is. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Friday, Pam.
Happy Friday. I'm so excited that Epic October is coming. We need this more than any other trip I've needed in a very long time. So I'm like counting the days. It seems like it's been so long, but really looking forward to it, getting to see so many of the BOG peers and cheer on, doing a little cheer squatting. So
right. I can't wait to cheer 5K, you know, because Mallory's doing the race after the kids race. So I love watching the 5K because you see all kinds of just cool runners, because a lot of people wear costumes for the 5K. You see a lot of parents and kids doing the 5K. The 5K is fun to watch, and it's cool because you can watch people start and then just dart right across and watch the finish. It's a really easy race to watch.
Cool.
A lot of fun. Look forward to it. And then, you know, Mallory, I'm just going to start calling her the Little Lizard.
She's a lizardette.
That's right.
There you go.
She's something, I'll tell you that.
Dad.
All right. So let's get to today's topic. And today, you know, we're just going to kind of sit around, and we've all had experience now with the My Disney Experience app. So we're not going to talk about the website today, but more the mobile app. And it's available for your iOS device and also Android. And this is one of the things that it was getting a lot of grief, I would say, a year or so ago. And, you know, it came out, and I just remember the first time it came out, I was so excited. You know, it's like an official Disney app, and it's for Walt Disney World, and it's going to be something that I can actually use besides just check the park hours. You know, there's a lot of usability to this app. But the thing was, is it wasn't efficient in how it did things. And today we're going to kind of, you know, we just started school this week here in the Midwest, and one of the things I'm doing with my kids this year is Disney Imagineering. We're going to have these kids get in groups, and they have to come up with a theme park attraction, and they have to talk about why it fits into one of the major theme parks, what's its story, how are you going to sell it, you know, and we're going to talk about the math involved. That's what we're doing. So this is kind of where the show topic came. We're going to blue sky the My Disney Experience app. So we're just going to throw some stuff out there. I was in a training last week, and somebody said it's kind of like pasta. We're going to throw out a bunch of stuff, and maybe a couple of the noodles will stick. Most of them aren't going to stick, but most of them may, you know, a couple may stick. So we'll kind of talk about that and just talk about, you know, if we had, and we're not programmers, so we don't know if this stuff would actually work, because maybe the app would be gigantic and it wouldn't load, or, you know, that kind of stuff. But what we'd like to see in the My Disney Experience app, and as I was thinking about this, you know, and I think this may happen someday, I don't know, but instead of, you know, the memory maker is really starting to gain traction. People are starting to like this product and buy it. And I can't say so much about that for the PhotoPass, you know, a year ago. I think memory maker's trending in the right direction for Disney. People are seeing that it's expensive, but I'm getting the value out of it. So what I would like to see in the app is that instantly your pictures that you're getting throughout your vacation are right there in an album, you know, within the app. And it's also very shareable through Twitter, Facebook, all your social media sites. And, you know, I don't think that's available right now. If it is, tell me. But I don't think there's an option to do that in the app. And I don't know how robust the app would have to be or how that would work. But I think it would, A, it would bring in more revenue because it would be more likely people would buy Memory Maker. But also, you know, the sharing of the pictures through the Memory Maker, you could also frame things really quick, kind of like an Instagram filter, you know, kind of integrate. And I know that there's probably licensing things, but this is blue sky, you know, where you can really manipulate your pictures right within the app, send them out, put them on social media, have a good time. And of course, buy the Memory Maker or purchase the pictures for, you know, $79.95 a picture if you want to do it separately or a la carte. So that'd be something I think would be useful, and it could be something that Disney might want to consider if they could figure out how to technically do it, which they're not great at technology all the time. So I'm just saying that because I've been working with their website for the last 2 weeks. And,
no.
Lord help us, book and travel 7 times to get it to stick once. Anyway, so Pam, you know, you've used the app a lot now. So what's something you've looked at and said, man, I wish this app would do this?
You know, I want it to... That is leaving me. There's so many things I wanted to do.
Come on, Genie, rub it and let's see what happens. Bam! 10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck.
So I want it to be able to tell me, like, I want to be in the parks and I want it to tell me if I can go right now to this attraction, and guess what? No, wait. Or here's a list of 4 or 5. And I know it does, you know, it sort of does things like that, but not exactly the way I want it to, because there's, you know, there's so many ways that we can use the app. I'm constantly looking at it when we're there. And one of the issues I have is that sometimes you're waiting for a fast pass time to come up and you're not quite sure what to do. So like, tell me what I can do between now and when my next fast pass plus is, you know, and I wanted to have suggestions for things like that. Of course, we're definitely blue skying it here, but I do want that to happen. It knows when my next fast pass is. So it knows what I could get done between now and then. And I think that would be really nice to see something like that happen.
And it could also kind of learn your habits. Like, what do you like? I mean, do you not like spinners? Like, like over the past 5 years, have you never ridden, you know, like a mad tea party, you know, because maybe you just have an aversion to spinning around. You know, that's one of those things. Who knows if
it'll
work?
I certainly do.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I do too. All right. So, Debbie, what would you throw into this app to make it better for you?
Ooh, I've got two of them. Or we have to do one at a time.
No, go ahead. I don't care. Go ahead.
Okay, the first one.
Debbie's breaking the rules already.
Debbie is. Man, look at this girl.
Y'all have corrupted me. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay, the first one. Now, this might be in here, but I have yet to see it. I would love to wear, it was like on the main one, it has home search notifications. I would like to have another line item that says telephone numbers. So if you want to call, like, tours, or if you need to call WDW Dine, all you have to do is open that up, and then you'll have the whole list. You press that button, and whammo, it's dialing for you.
Man, it's so simple, too. That's cracking me up. That's so simple. But
it's
it
so
would be
simple.
There's a usefulness to it. I like it.
Right? And then the second, I know, right? the second one would be where Little Miss Budget here, because I always check my little receipts at the end of the day. I think it would be so cool if you could actually link this up to where every time you make a purchase, it automatically populates inside your phone under like the shopping tab, so that you could open it up and see exactly how much you spent. Like, I was at the Emporium and spent $52.35. Then I went over to, you know, Auntie whatever's and got a donut or whatever. You know, whatever. It would show me all my purchases. It would give me a total of how much I spent that day. And then you could also have a total on how much you spent your total vacation to keep you on your budget.
Ooh, kind of going along with that, kind of like on the cruise ship idea where you basically have like a portfolio that you're monitoring on your My Disney Experience app, and maybe even at the beginning of the trip, you could put some Disney gift cards on it to kind of like what an onboard credit is with a cruise. But then the thing is, too, is you could use your device actually. Well, I know the Magic Bands do this now, but you could even use your device as a pay point. But the Magic Bands kind of take care of that.
Yes. Exactly. Absolutely.
I like it. That'd be cool. I mean, because I mean, that is interesting because, you know, I spend money. Disney wants me to do this. You know, I just spend money, boop, my Magic Band, and I just throw the receipt in my pocket and don't think that, hey, those things are adding up. I don't know if I'd ever push that button if I had one to see how much I've spent so far because it would freak me out, but I might hide that button.
Into your vacation.
Yeah, you would like that button. I'd be scared to death of that button. It'd be like the red button. Don't touch it. So that's good stuff. Both of those ideas. Love them. So, Ricky, what do you have?
Well, I feel like mine are obviously a little more practical, but not that
good,
like,
practical
like things
good.
That would actually could happen. Not that, you know, Debbie's, you know, pay thing couldn't. That would be awesome. But I think that everybody would like for you to be able to make your fourth fast pass as on the app. I mean, why can, you know, the idea of the fourth fast pass has been out for a few months now. Why are we not able to make it on the app currently? I have no idea. You should be able to, because I mean, seriously, I do not want to go, like, you know, Mike, you said you didn't even go to the stupid kiosk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to go to the kiosk. Yeah. If I want to see, you know, and kind of tying in with this, that way I can see what attractions are available for FastPass Plus that I can still get. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it so that I can not only make FastPass Plus reservations, but see what attractions are available for FastPass Plus. So that way, if there is something that I want, I don't have to, like, search for it and, you know, see if it's available. And, you know, so those are, like, my two things of that I would like to see with the integration of FastPass Plus on the app is I want to see the ability to make the fourth rolling fast pass on your phone and see all of the fast passes that are available to you at that time.
And also, where are the kiosks? Why don't you put that in there too? Find out where your kiosks are, go on your phone, and then you can see exactly where all your kiosks are when you're at Epcot.
That's a good idea too.
It'd be nice too. Oh my gosh.
But get rid of the kiosks.
How awesome it would be nice to know where the kiosks are, because it's so confusing and they change all the time. So I'm with you, Debbie. Totally.
And it's not that hard to send out an update, I would think. Like, if they move them, I mean, somebody goes in there and updates the map, or, you know, just I would imagine that wouldn't be too difficult to just kind of populate the system. All right, here's a couple that I have. Okay, so one, another one. More, and Betamouse talked about these years ago, back when they kind of talked about this app coming around. They didn't know what
the,
it was.
The bots that are follow you around?
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, the orb. The orb. I want my orb.
Yeah, orbs. That's yeah, it. That's yes. It.
The Henry Work orb. I need the orb following me. Yes. No, besides the orb. More targeted, specific push notification coupons. Entice me to buy something if I am back. If I'm in Tomorrowland. And it is 9 o'clock at night, man. Send me a 50% off sweet cream cheese pretzel coupon, man. Yes. I am there. I'm buying that pretzel.
I am buying a cream cheese pretzel.
Instead of those cast members taking those back to their apartment because they didn't sell at the end of the night, give me a 50% off coupon. In the last half hour of the park's open, I am buying a snack. You know, and just things like that. Like, hey, you know what? You're by the Emporium. Here's 10% off pillow pets. You know, I mean, something like it because it costs you nothing to send out a push notification. Right. But I think the thing is you could really use, you know, people buy things on the spur of the moment, and proximity is a huge part of that. And they know where you are. That's that app already is GPS based. Like, they know where you are. So just know, you know, what people like. So that's one thing I would really like to see. And the other, and I've thought about this too, is places where you can get things done quickly, like not even really counter service restaurants, but like the ice cream stand or maybe like a Starbucks, something like that, where it does has a very limited menu, you know, be able to pre-order and customize on the app itself. Kind of like I've discovered Chipotle. It's kind of dangerous.
Yes. Ooh, I love Chipotle.
kind of customize your that's right. It's
Good
scary. But you know, customize your Sunday you're going to buy, and then just have like one dedicated line for like pre-orders, you know, and you pay for it right there on your phone through your account. And then you just kind of walk up and grab it. You know, you just tell them your name, what you ordered, and it says, be there at 9:28. Grab your ice cream.
That's nice.
That's love awesome. It. Yeah, I'm telling
Very
you, man.
Very good.
I mean, we're talking about, you know, discounts and getting food quicker. Two of my
yes.
great things here. All right. So, Pam, what are you thinking? I mean, a couple more things here. Like, we're going to make this app awesome. It's going to do everything we need.
Right? So, along the same lines as some of the food things, I want it to track the dining credits for those who have
oh
one of the
gosh.
Dining plans.
Yes.
I think that would be really nice to be able to see, you know, at your fingertips, okay, this is what's available. And, you know, I think that that's a really useful thing. I know that the dining plan, you know, frequently that's something that maybe is not confusing to guests, but they're not always sure how many credits they have left. And so that would be a huge, huge help in that case.
Absolutely. And do they have, like, online, I'm trying to pull it up. Do they, I know they have the menus, but they don't have, like, what's a dining plan credit? And, you know, like on the snacks and stuff like that, they don't have
they
that,
don't
do they?
All, no, they
should
don't.
Totally
they don't
put the
always
snacks.
Indicate what is a snack.
Yeah,
they
on
should
their
totally
menus.
Indicate what it is. I'm just
because
saying.
There's such a varied range of things that qualify as snacks. You know, I remember years ago they used to be like anything under $4. Well, now that has totally changed. It's not, you know, the price has gone up, thankfully, because there's not a whole lot under $4
right.
anymore. But, you know, and they do a better job of labeling it when you're in the store, but you know, it'd be nice to see that. And I would kind of like to see almost a Yelp like feature, whereas you can read the ratings
ooh,
from
ooh,
other guests.
Really like
yes,
that. The right.
That isn't happening.
But I would like to see that in there, not just for restaurants, but I'd also like to see it for attractions and things like that. Because I will tell you, having, you know, first of all, when you are on a site like that where you get recommendations from other consumers, of course you have to take everything with a little grain of salt, right? Because there are, you know, people who get fired up because they feel whatever, I'm not even going to go into it, but you know, everyone takes it with a little grain of salt. But there's also some really useful tips in that. Like, there will be someone who pops on with a, you know, we really like this, but da 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 da, or we love this restaurant, make sure you try this. And then when you see a few people mentioning a certain dish, then the next time you're at that restaurant, I think you think twice about that, right? Like,
yeah.
I've seen 8 people mention to get
you know,
this
like
particular dish.
Would do.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
yes. Yes.
Like,
so.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, I mean, I think that that's something to consider. I don't know that Disney will ever do that because they're maybe not quite that transparent. But I think it would be a service that a lot of people would use. And you know what? There are other services out there that would provide similar feedback. So why not at least, you know, have that throughout your own app? I just see it as being beneficial to everyone.
When you just gave me another one, you know, back in the day with Gowalla, bring back the stickers, like where you can get the virtual, were they called stickers, Ricky? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Right. Little medals or whatever.
Oh, Gowalla.
I loved Gowalla.
So fast.
Gowalla. Remember, we found the little Gowalla over at the boardwalk at that little gazebo area there was actually one located there. You could take a picture and tweet it out.
So. I do not remember that.
See, that's awesome. That is awesome. Like, you don't have to do it, but build it into the app. I mean, because, you know, if you have some kid who wants to do that, I mean, it's kind of like the Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom. You know, not everybody does it, but it's there. You know, the Gowalla thing could be something totally virtual, and it could be what you collect. You collect virtual stickers. They're free.
Well, I would totally be all over, like, a Foursquare for, you know, Disney.
Foursquare. I'm done with Foursquare.
I know. The old version. I'm done with Foursquare too, pretty much. But the old version of Foursquare, you know, how, like, the actual game of, you know, checking in and, you know, seeing how many times you could check into a place. I mean, like, that part, like, I would really like to see, you know, still around, because gosh knows it's not really around on Foursquare anymore, or Swarm or whatever the heck it's called. So, yeah. But, you know, maybe have, like, the ability to check in via, you know, the My Disney Experience app, and you could track how many times you've been to a certain place. Or, you know, I always like to see the pop-ups of, hey, it's been since, you know, January since you've been to this restaurant or whatever, you know, that would pop up. So I would like to see that. So
I'm so playing the Betamax music below this.
Oh my gosh, you totally should.
I can already hear the Epcot music right now. Anyway, so Debbie, anything else you can think of to make the My Disney Experience app more awesome?
Yeah, kind of combining some of you guys' ideas with what I have, and that is, I would like to see a push notification on, like, you go on your app, and then you could click off, let's say, 4 to 5 different things that you would tell Disney, please notify me, like, the next parade, like, 10 minutes before the parade. Or also, like, let's say, like, when Pam was saying, you know, for times, is why not have, like Peter Pan, and my boundary is, if it's 10 minutes or less wait time, give me a push notification.
That ain't happening. You'll never get that one, but go ahead.
No, but I mean, you said the sky's the limit.
Yeah, just kidding.
You had no boundaries on this.
You just better change your parameters to 30 minutes or less. I'm just saying, if you want to get a notification.
Well, I can dream it,
right. You can dream it, you can do it.
So that's mine.
That's good. You know, and kind of with yours, I love how these are all like one thing leads to that. Disney's onto something about how to come up with creative ideas here, because here's another thing I thought about. What if I feel like I'm a Fresh Beat Band for all the parents out there that have toddlers. What if, this is what Shout says, you could stand at your bus corral, say at the end of the night at the Magic Kingdom, and you could see on a map where the buses are on property, kind of like a Find My Friends on Apple, to see where that bus is, the next bus coming to pick you up.
Oh, awesome!
I would love to know that. Like, is that bus, is it still sitting at Pop Century and it's got to drive all the way back to the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
Or is there one up there, you know, making the left from the Contemporary into the bus lanes there? I want to know.
I
could make better decisions.
Idea.
I could, you know, even like see as you're walking to the buses, because say you're staying at Riverside and you see, oh man, the French Quarter bus is getting ready to come right on in here. You know, I might get in the French Quarter corral and then just hop over to Riverside that way.
Yes.
That's a good one.
That'd be
really, really good.
That'd be cool. I just thought of that just now. So, all right, Ricky, give us another.
Well, you know, one of the things that I always look for on the My Disney Experience app is, you know, I'm looking for the characters. And the thing that I have the problem with is they don't ever have, like, a full list of characters that are out meeting with the guests after today. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always just, here's the schedule of who's meeting today. And it's like, well, I don't want to see who's meeting today. I want to see who's meeting on the day that I know that they can't, you know, totally predict that somewhat, you know, things do change occasionally, But I want to see what times the person will be meeting on my vacation, not who's meeting today. And the problem is that if it's after, 5 o'clock, because most of the characters are not out after 5 o'clock, they, go to their respective homes. Once they do that, I can't see any of the characters who are meeting. So I can't see anything. Or if it's after a time, say the character stops meeting at noon, I can't see that character meets anymore at, town square or whatever. So that's kind of been a pet peeve of mine and with the app is I can't see who's meeting anywhere after, a certain time period or on the day that I want to see them on. So
apparently the characters can't drive after dark.
I guess so. I don't know. But no, it's just it's a big I just want to see what characters are meeting where. You can do that via the website, but if you try to do it on the app, you can't see anything. They don't have a list of characters that meet at the park. They just have who's meeting that day and what times they're meeting for the day, So that's
a great idea for planning, especially with
children. Yeah. That's exactly. So anyway, that's my little pet peeve of right now, and I just brought everybody down.
Man, we were on such a good
roll. We were rocking.
I'm sorry. I just the mood just went.
Yeah. But you know what, Disney? These are your ideas right here. You pay all these millions of dollars for all these great ideas right here in 25 minutes.
Yep.
You have your 5-year plan for the app development department right here. Just these things and. Everybody, I'm sure all of our listeners are like, yeah, man, I want that app with all that, bus tracking and
fly
coupons.
Us down. We'll sit in on meetings for you for the next day or two.
That's right.
Exactly. It's amazing. We wouldn't charge very much.
I know. That's what I was saying. It's amazing how cheap will work, consider. I'll do it, $1 million a year. And you're getting way more return on that investment. So come on.
Oh,
throw me an annual pass and I'll be down there. So me, I'm cheap. So. No, hope you enjoyed today's show. And the best part about this, couple things. We want to hear what you would add to the app because I love, talking about this with the ladies here, but I love hearing what you have to say because we have so many listeners that have such great ideas. So drop by the Facebook group today. We'll have it out there on the Facebook group today. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. What is one thing you would add to the app? If anything could go, that would make that app awesome for you. And then also, this Sunday night is the next Be Our Guest Podcast live show. So give us a call. We're going to talk for an hour. This could be one of the topics. What would you add to the app? And we'll have our discussion. We'll kind of be like, what's that show, Shark Tank, where you got to sell your idea?
Yes.
We'll give you a yay or a nay on your idea. We'll say, no, that's a bad idea. No, we probably wouldn't say that because we're too polite.
That's a bad idea.
That's too nice.
We'll say you need to kind of work harder and develop that
further.
Yes,
exactly. Develop that idea more.
I'm a teacher. I can't hurt anybody's feelings, even if it's a terrible answer. But it'll be a lot of fun. So join us this Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central over on Magical Mouse Radio. And we'll talk about this topic and many, many others. We got lots to talk about. We could talk about Maelstrom. That'd be a good hour
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, you might want to write it.
Little NSYNC. Bye, 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 bye. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Did you just sing NSYNC?
I did. No. I did my arms like the video. Like I'm a little marionette.
No, I know the dance. That's the thing. I know the dance. So I still do the dance whenever that song comes on.
If only we were a video podcast.
Dude, it came on one time at Disney and I told in Tomorrowland, with the dance party and I totally did the dance in the middle of the dance party. Seriously.
Yeah. With Frozone.
Oh my God. No, not with Frozone. Oh, did anybody see that? Never mind.
Yes. Anyway. All right. Anyway, so don't forget today's episode has been brought to you, except for the last 2 minutes, by the Magic for Less Travel.
I don't want to claim the last 2 minutes.
That's right. You get what you pay for, Pam. You get what you pay for. So anyway, let me just tell you this. If you're going to book a trip for 2015, let me just give you some advice. First of all, get on that right away because right now, if you book before August 30th, the Magic for Less, they give out Disney gift cards with qualifying packages, and it doesn't take much to get one of those qualifying packages. And the thing is if you book before August 30th, the $25 Disney gift card becomes a $50 Disney gift card to spend on your Disney vacation, which is quite awesome. And there's some packages that normally wouldn't qualify for a Disney gift card. They're getting $25 Disney gift cards. So everything else the same. You get the other awesome booking bonuses as well, like autograph books, touringplans.com premium subscriptions, ebooks to the Disney food blog, all kinds of stuff. And the best part about this is that the greatest part is if you book early, you have the best chance at getting exactly what you're looking for, especially if you're looking for some kind of a unique room type or location. Now's the time to book. And remember, that deposit is 100% refundable until final payment. So really is no risk. And when you work with the Magic for Less, you're getting concierge level service, great professional, passionate Disney fans working with you to make make the trip planning fun and awesome. So check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Please do give us a follow on Twitter. We're at BeOurGuestMike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And come on over and join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. So we're going to duck out of here and see you Sunday night for the next live show. That's this Sunday, so make sure you're there. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. Have fun out there, but do stay safe. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.